Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm going to share three pieces with you that just are very different snapshots of poems because of poems and things that I write about. So I write about immigration and immigration issue, having been an immigrant who also was undocumented for most of my youth with my family. I also write about coming from countries of need and of beauty and what you encounter when you get here. So I'm going to read a piece called Send Off. And then I'm going to share a poem for my brother called Holiday, 1980. This poem is called On Sunday, They Will Come. And there was a headline in the Philadelphia Inquirer, one of the papers, about an immigration raid. And it was an immigration raid likely starting Sunday. So on Sunday, they will come. There is a girl swallowing cold cereal and reading the news to her father. He hovers over her, watching her slim fingers stroll up the screen. He is waiting for reassurance, something to say, not to worry. She has delivered this message before, a simple scan of an article, a dismissive shrug, then, "Daddy, it's okay." This morning, the headline is clear. On Sunday, they are coming. Will it be before or after Mass, she wonders? Should they avoid the market? Should they play checkers first? Should mommy cook all of the week's meal like her usual routine, or leave it since they are coming on Sunday? Once, she had to explain the word raid to her father. She tried a dictionary definition, raid, a sudden attack on the enemy, an onslaught, an assault. She finally said, raid is when they come into your home and stop every progress you've been making. They come in numbers and they break through your life like a hurricane, like a storm. They make you dash all that you've become. The girl focuses on the word likely. Immigration raid, likely Sunday. She tells her father it's a harmless word, meaning might or maybe not today. It buys time. Her father breathes. She swallows her cornflakes. This poem is called Send Off, and it's for dedicated to young ladies in Liberia. Daughters, our country, for all its promise, tends to eat its young. If you remain here, some round-bellied old man will mince you. He will clean his teeth with your corpse. Look how they roam the villages to claim their bedmates, how they yank one daughter and then another, waving their small prey like bushmeat. See how they pluck them right off the road and out of the school halls even before they ripen. See how they beckon the college ones lining the streets, flag them down, usher them into SUVs for hair weave, high heels, or school fee. You are going to America now. Forget who you were and think only of who the visa says you are. Your entrance in that place is a gift. It is a present many of us can't even hope to open. Live quiet there. Make something of yourself useful for all of our daughters to follow. Be more than breast and butt and taunt stomach for gluttonous men to rest their woolly heads. Daughters, we send you off. Our hearts are heavy like pregnant gut, like swollen Liberian plums. We have sown our wishes in the seams of your flesh. Your skin will grow so tough, their jawbones will break when they try to gnaw. You are our map. And when you return, we will study you. For now, we send you off, clutching our country cloth. Our mouths follow you, daughters, lovingly arced in oval pleas of go, go. Thank you. This last piece is dedicated to my brother who passed in 2012. called Holiday 1980s. One, it's close to the holidays, so I figure I'll read this. One hand drags a 6-foot pine, the other a frozen grip on a fragile paper bag, housing 21 pounds of turkey, canned gravy, cranberries, and potatoes. He is our Hansel, trekking through the fresh snow, littering 12 blocks with needles and twigs. Daddy's pride would have starved us back then, but what guts, what grit one needs to seek and ask, to rummage for kindness among strangers. At that late hour, our brother accepts the half-thawed bird from Holy Soul's food cupboard and never revealed to them our shame, our cold and mocking oven shut off by PGW, our improvisation with poverty, crock pot, kerosene heaters, 2 hot plates, bath water maker, body warmer, food cooker. Our brother is a wonder, a damp and scrawny hero he is, jollier than Saint Nick, our 15-year-old wise man, holy harbinger, concealing a pack of cigarettes, whistling into the desolate night. He is a small bronze star in North Philly, bringing us Christmas. Thank you.